Hi, I'm Rebecca.
Hi, I'm Liz.
And this is our podcast, Liz and Becca, episode 4, the last one.
And today we're going to talk about...
Well, we're going to talk about school, our Christmas break, and what we're doing next semester. So exciting.
I'm so excited, Sue. Just let's begin. How was your school?
Well, it's not great.
It's not great.
But I'm passing.
You're passing. It's good news.
That's good. It's really good news.
How are you passing?
I mean, my mom doesn't like it when I get anything less than an A, but, you know.
Okay.
That kind of stinks, but I'm going.
Yeah, because we can't not stop. Mm-hmm. All right, until December 16th.
Yep, like 3 more weeks, and, well, 2 weeks in finals, and then we're good.
All right, do you have any project, any interesting project or anything until the end?
Yep, we're doing this really cool project in AP US History.
What is that?
Well, the necklace? Yeah. So we're doing this super cool project. It's a civil war, and it's between all the classes everywhere in APUS, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like every class is against one another. I'm a union.
Wow.
Yeah, and then my friend's a Confederate, and I challenged her and won, so I got her provisions. She's super mad at me, but that's okay, because I'm winning.
Okay. You are the winner, and you deserve that. And I heard about that all the teachers in all the classes gonna like trying to get to be the winner, right?
Yeah.
And what you get for the winner?
Well, if you're the winning side, you get bonus points added to your test. So I'm very,
how many points?
3. It's not many.
It's not many, but 3 points in the test, pretty good. Like you get 87 and 3 points, you can get an A, so
yeah,
it's gonna be good. Yeah, so, and anything else interesting about your classes?
Well, I'm a colonel.
Oh, you're the colonel?
Yes. There's 2 colonels and a general in every single class.
Ooh.
So I'm, you know.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Aw, all right, and your turn.
Well, do you have any projects or tests or anything?
I do have a project. I do have tests. So tomorrow I will have focus.
Ooh.
And I'm not really good at pre-cal right now, so I'm really worried about that. Even you know, I'm trying just to get B, but it's still hard for me at the time, but okay, I'm gonna challenge myself.
Yes,
and I can do it.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Oh, thank you. And then later I will have a project in English that I'm gonna make a sonnet.
Ooh.
But I'm really bad at it. Hopefully, I can finish that project real quick, because you know English is not my first language, so it's a little bit challenging. But something that not about a school, that I just adopt a dog.
Ooh.
And the dog is a Labrador breed. Yeah, so cute. She's so cute. She's 7 months. Her name is Blue. She's so like so nice. Even today is the Thursday, but she listened to me. She, when I tell her like sit, and then she just rolling over my leg, and then she sit. Oh my god, she's so cute. But like as first few days, she kind of like a weird howl, so I think she cannot sleep well. So she look kind of tired, but I think she getting better now. She got a good nap around me, so I'm really happy about that.
That's so cool.
You know what, like every day whenever I stay at school, I just wish I can go home. Usually I wish I can go home to take a nap, but now I wish I can go home to play with my dog. That's a good news, right?
Yeah, I really want a dog.
Oh, do you have any pet in your house?
Not really, but once I go to college, get a job, I'm definitely gonna get a dog.
Wow. You should get a like small puppy. Who's gonna route you like every day? Whenever you sad, she's gonna be with you. You don't need anyone.
Mm-hmm. And I could foster dogs too in like college. Mm-hmm. So that could be fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. Oh, are you ready for the semester exam?
No.
No?
I need to study.
You sub more, right? So how many subjects that you can exam?
Well, actually I'm a junior, but that's okay.
Junior is the 3.
Yeah.
So you have to take 4. But that's fine. Do you have any absent or something?
I have 1 absence, but that's about it.
Yeah, you should have to get more than 70, and right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is like 2 day full absent, so I got to get more than 80.
Oof.
So that's why I'm just worried about my recal class, because this class I'm struggling a lot. Even I never fail in any class, any math class, like geometry, algebra 1 and 2, never fail, never ever. But now I'm failing. It's like it's failed me so softly, like just kick me and then I'm failed. And the one thing that I'm worried is English 4, but is my teacher is really awesome, so she should tell me to take it easy. If I don't know anything, that just lets her know, and she can help me out. Not really during the final exam time, but like before the exam, do the review stuff. She's gonna go over it with me, so it's gonna be easier for me a little bit. And I'm so excited that next semester I'm not gonna, if I'm not absent, I will not take any class for the final. So I'm really excited about that. Hopefully next semester I'm like really good health, nothing to stay home, just go to school every day, doing the good student to get an exam.
I'm so excited for that next year, like being able to accept everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, but for the first semester, in the senior year, it's a little bit hard, because you're gonna do some stuff about university application. It's gonna stress you out for a bit, but not really, because if you already done with some stuff during the summer, you don't have to worry about that. Just submit whenever the time deadline, before the time deadline or something like that.
Yeah, my friend's been procrastinating her college apps.
Oh.
Yeah, she...
Now?
Yeah.
Is she a senior?
She's a senior.
Oh, yeah, so that's why they're struggling, but I'm not really. I'm just chill for a bit.
She's really mad that she didn't start them earlier.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people. My friend that she applied for UT.
Mm.
And UT got a deadline on December 1st. And she haven't started.
Oh, my God.
And it's so funny that... she said, she gotta do it tonight, but tomorrow she's not gonna be in school. She got to do something that, like, the tennis team, they got to do something. So, it's kind of a busy day, but it's gonna do soon. The deadline coming. But I don't know why she should wait. So, hopefully she get it.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, the Christmas is coming. Ooh. You know how many week that we gonna, how many days we gonna do the Christmas? The Christmas gonna be coming.
It's
around 20 days, you think so? 25 days.
25 days.
I think so, yeah.
I am so excited.
What you gonna do? You have any family?
I have family coming over.
Oh, yeah. Where are they from?
My grandma, she lives up in Virginia.
Wow. Oh, yeah, where you live before, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was born there. Mm-hmm. And then my dad's staying up there for a job too, so they both get to visit, but it's like different weeks,
but they're gonna stay together until the Christmas ending. That's right.
Yeah, I hope so.
You hope so, but hopefully everybody can stay together during this Christmas time. And I think that's it for today.
Yep, our last episode.
Right, and thank
thanks for what? No, thanks for listening us.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.